firstly, just explain to us, well, a bit more about buy-to-let. What is it and why is it a good time to get involved?
Well, buy-to-let is the process where a property investor or landlord buys a property and then rents it out to tenants. And you can either do this by getting a buy-to-let mortgage, or if you have enough funds, you could buy a property yourself. So for buy-to-let landlords, the kind of property sector has been pretty good. In the last year, they saw returns of 11.7%, which is pretty high.
It's not bad. That's not bad, not at, bad at all. We're seeing a resurgence in it. Good time because?
Well, it's a good time because house prices are rising. And it's also the flip side of a lot of first-time buyers struggling to get onto a property ladder and instead renting. So with more people renting, there's more opportunities for buy-to-let landlords to let out their properties.
Are we likely to see more with pension freedoms coming in as well?
That's what a lot of people are expecting. They're kind of anticipating pensioners will access their retirement savings and buy up properties and live off the rental income rather than annuities. Obviously, there are tax issues and implications to doing that.
Of course, there always are. But what do people need to think about before they start dipping their toe in this industry, this area?
Well, we have a brand new buy-to-let section on the This Is Money website where we've got some tips we're featuring at the moment. So the ultimate aim for many buy-to-let investors should be the rental yield, to make sure you're getting money coming in each month to cover your mortgage. But then you have to think about the location. It may be tempting just to buy a property and rent it out somewhere nearby where you live, but that may not be the best place to get your rental returns. So you could look out a bit further and maybe perhaps use a lettings agency to manage it for you. Capital growth is also important. You want to be able to make a profit if it comes to selling the house. And also management. You need to make sure you're looking after your tenants, keeping the property well maintained, and being a nice landlord and owner, because ultimately that's the way to get the best tenant and ensure your property is looked after and you're getting paid at the end of the day.
You can lose a lot of money in this if it goes wrong. What are the biggest pitfalls that you're seeing?
Well, the biggest pitfalls are not getting the right tenants, the property not being looked after, finding the wrong location, not managing your costs as well, because at the end of each year you're going to have to do a tax return, and it's likely you're going to have some income tax on the rent. And so you're going to need money set aside in order to pay that. And you need to think about kind of expenses you can draw against that. And then you need to be able to pay for maintenance. So it's not a job necessarily just for a hobbyist. It can be quite expensive and time consuming.
So how do you get the best tenants then, if that's one of the big problems?
Well, lettings agencies are quite good at finding people for you, or an estate agent, talking to people on, I don't know, social media, people you may know.
Well, I mean, one of the great advantages of the internet is it's now easier than ever to be a DIY landlord. So, you know, you can cut out the agent and you can save some money. And if you think that you are willing to do that and you're willing to put the work in, then that can be a very good idea, because it means that there's not, you know, 10% a month going to an agent. But you've got to know that if the boiler breaks down or if something goes wrong or the guttering's blocked, you've got to get around there and fix it. You can't just leave it. You can't just leave it until you can get around there in 2 weeks' time. You have a responsibility to your tenant. And the best way to get the best returns as a buy-to-let landlord is to look after your tenants, because what you want is tenants who will stay in your property and they don't want to leave. And if they do leave, for whatever reason, they might tell someone else about it and they might rent it, because you want to avoid void periods, which is like months when it's not let. And if you get a lot of churn of tenants, that's what happens. And, you know, you can advertise your property now online with a number of different sites for DIY landlords. Easy Property, mm-hmm. for example. There's one called House Simple. I think they do lettings as well. There's Sarah Beeney's one, Tepelo. I think they mm-hmm. do lettings. And some of these sites will then get you onto Rightmove or Zoopla, which is really important because those are the big property portals and that's where a lot of people look. But it's also worth bearing in mind that the old-fashioned ways of sticking a note up on a notice board, or getting word around the local school, or things like that, or word of mouth.
Social really media, helped. Like you
social
said,
media,
very,
yeah,
see it all the
stick
time.
Stick it on Facebook, kind of thing, and get people to share it.
And that's a good way, because generally you'll know people who know people who know people on Facebook.
But do it properly. Make sure it's got proper tenancy agreement. You take the deposit, you put it where it's meant to be. You look after the property, and that you do your sums right, and it can work out. And buy-to-let's pretty divisive in this country, because there's a lot of people who've made a lot of money from it. And there's a lot of people who see it as driving up prices for first-time buyers, and that one of the reasons people can't afford to buy is because there's all these landlords with all the money profiting from it.
Genuine concern, though?
It's one of those examples where profit goes to the people with capital. I don't think Thomas Piketty would be particularly happy about it, but that is just how life works. But the way to do it, if you're going to do it, is do it right. Look after your property, look after your tenants, and then what you're doing is you are providing a valuable utility in terms of a well-looked-after property for someone to rent. And if you're not willing to put the work into it, be very careful about going into it. And don't go in there with these sort of half-baked ideas of I'm going to make £10,000, £20,000 really easily on property prices going up, because that's where people lose out. And we saw this before the financial crisis with people buying new-build flats to buy-to-let. And there was all these new-build blocks that were built, and you found that maybe 80%, 90% of the flats in there were all sold to landlords who then all tried to rent them at the same time. So that massively drove down the rents they could get because there was a huge amount of supply and not enough demand. And it pushed down the prices if they wanted to sell them, because all of a sudden there were lots of people who wanted to sell these flats at profit. And these theoretical gains that people thought they were going to see never materialised. And there's a lot of people who are still tens of thousands of pounds down on that, you know, 5-6 years later.
So lots of pitfalls. You did mention the good thing there is to be the best landlord you can be. Mark, you've given 5 tips, I think, on how to be a better landlord.
Well, you need to make sure the property is fit to rent from day one. So that will ultimately reduce your maintenance and repairs and keep your tenants happy. Number two, you need to make sure you agree, if you're using a lettings agent, that any maintenance requests concerning safety or heating or water or lighting up to a certain value will immediately be carried out and reported to you. You should also consider moving your mortgages. So we've seen mortgage rates for residential properties hit record lows, but buy-to-let rates have also fallen to pretty decent levels as well. I think you can get a 2-year fix for about 2.29% now. But you'll need a big deposit for that. Bear that in mind. You need to establish a system, if you're using a lettings agent, where you get a copy of any inspection reports on a quarterly or half-yearly basis so you know what's going on. And also, if it does just seem too difficult, consider selling up. And then you can benefit from a capital gain and then put your money elsewhere.
Well, very good tips there from journalist Mark Shoffman on buy-to-let. Your thoughts, editor Simon Lambert?
Well, I would just say one extra thing on this, which is for people who are considering buy-to-let and considering becoming a DIY landlord, which I think is a great way to do it yourself and to save some money. But my mum runs her own lettings agency. She's like her own independent lettings agency. She's worked in property for, you know, her entire working life. And I've seen firsthand how it works. You know, I've been involved in like working with her over the years. Do not underestimate the amount of work that goes into this. Do not underestimate the amount of work that goes into having a plumber, an electrician, a person to come around and fix the guttering and getting all this stuff done. Because even as a lettings agent with those people who you are giving regular work to throughout the year, the difficulty of getting someone around to fix a boiler in an emergency is still quite high. So if you're going to do this, you know, try and do it properly and be aware that you will have to put the work in.
On the theme of property there and talking of landlords, something on your website showing that soon they'll have to check the immigration status of their tenants or face fines of up to £3,000. The government says the right to rent scheme, which will be phased in later this year across the UK, will help in the fight against illegal immigration. Landlords will have to check whether would-be tenants are entitled to live in the UK before they hand over the keys to a residential property. Critics, though, believe many landlords could act unlawfully by breaching the Equality Act. First, what is this all about? Why is the government bringing this in now?
It's part of this desire to try and crack down on illegal immigration and people coming into the country and then just living here. So what they want to do is try and get them at that point where one of those things is made quite hard, i.e. where are you going to live? Your landlord or their agent is going to have to check up that you have the right to live in the country. So under this right to rent check scheme, basically landlords or their agents will be obliged to ask all prospective tenants for proof that they are British citizens from the EEA, which is the European Economic Area, or Swiss nationals. So that means that they're allowed to live here, no problem, no questions asked, or that they've been granted right to leave to remain in the UK so that they're allowed to live here and they come from another country. And if they can't supply that, then they shouldn't rent them the property and they could be fined up to £3,000. Now, there's a question as to whether this is a good idea or not, in that the National Landlords Association has said they don't think this is too onerous, that landlords will be doing tenancy checks anyway. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff should come up. Critics have said, well, you can do this, but what it will do is it will force the people who, you know, maybe are living here illegally into the arms of people who are willing to, you know, flout the rules and provide them with inferior conditions to live in and potentially unsafe conditions to live in.
But you imagine how much they're doing that anyway.
Well,
how many people are going to be affected by this?
We've seen this whole beds in sheds thing, haven't you, where you see these buildings at the end of people's gardens. So I don't know. It's difficult to tell. But I tell you what, it's something that people do need to be aware of if they are landlords. I'd say, you know, make this one of the things that you read up about. Read up about the regulation, get on board with it and realise what you're meant to be doing, because the last thing you want is someone coming around and finding you £3,000.